The Lord of the Rings by J.R.R. Tolkien. Prepared for radio in 13 episodes by Brian Sibley. With Ian Holm, Michael Horden, Robert Stevens, John LeMessurier, and William Nye. Episode 13, adapted by Brian Sibley, The Grey Havens.
The Ents have certainly changed this place.
Good old Treebeard.
Here he comes.
Welcome to the Treegarth of Orthanc. But why do you come here?
To see how your work goes, my friend, and to thank you for your aid in all that has been achieved.
Well, that is fair enough, for to be sure, Ents have played their part.
Tell me, what of the task that I set you? How is Saruman? Is he not yet weary of his imprisonment in the Tower of Orthanc? For I don't suppose that he will think you have improved the view from his windows.
I thought you would come to that, Gandalf. Weary of Orthanc. Very weary at last, but not so weary of his tower as he was of my voice.
Was? What about is? Is he dead?
No, not dead as far as I know, but he is gone.
Gone?
Yes, he is gone 7 days. I let him go.
Huh?
There was little left of him when he crawled out, and as for that worm creature of his, he was like a pale shadow.
But Treebeard!
Now do not tell me, Gandalf, that I promised to keep him safe, for I know it. But things have changed since then, and I kept him until he was safe, safe from doing any more harm.
It is as I feared.
Gandalf, you should know that above all, I hate the caging of live things, and I will not keep even such creatures as these caged beyond great need. A snake without fangs may crawl where he will.
You may be right, but this snake had still one tooth left, I think. He had the poison of his voice, and I guess that he persuaded you, even you, Treebeard, knowing the soft spot in your heart. Well, he's gone. There's no more to be said. But the Tower of Orthanc now goes back to the king, to whom it belongs. Though maybe he will not need it.
That will be seen later. But I will give all this valley to the Ents to do with as they will, so long as they keep watch upon Orthanc and see that none enter it without my leave.
It is locked. I made Saruman lock it and give me the keys.
Now I thank you once more, and I bid you farewell. May your forest grow again in peace. When this valley is filled, there is room to spare west of the mountains, where once you walked long ago.
We thank you. But I am forgetting my manners. Will you stay here and rest a while?
No, Treebeard, for we have a long journey yet before us.
Maybe there are some that would be pleased to pass through Fangorn Forest and so shorten their road home.
The Lord Aragorn returns to Minas Tirith, and most of the rest of our company go with me to Rivendell. But our friend here, Legolas the Elf, may be pleased to accept this invitation.
That is so, Master Elrond. Come, Gimli. By Fangorn's leave, we will visit the deep places of the Entwood and see such trees as are nowhere else to be found in Middle-earth, and thus journey to our own lands in Mirkwood and beyond.
I will come with you for the sake of our friendship, which I hold dear.
Here, then, at last comes the ending of the Fellowship of the Ring. Yet I hope ere long you will return to my land with the help you promised.
We will come, if our lords allow it. Legolas to tend your gardens, and I to instruct your stonemasons.
When we come, my lord, your fair land shall be blessed for a while. For a while. A month, a life, 100 years of men.
I will look for that day and that blessing, my friends.
Well, farewell, my hobbits. You should come safe to your own homes now, and I shall not be kept awake for fear of your peril.
Farewell, Gimli.
Farewell,
Legolas.
Farewell. We will send word when we may, and some of us may yet meet at times. But I fear that we shall not all be gathered together again.
Na Marie, na Hinovalia Valema, na Ele Hinova, na Marie.
Safe journey, Master Dwarf and Master Elf.
Na Marie,
na Marie.
Farewell.
I too must bid you now farewell. I do not think that we shall meet again, for the world is changing. I feel it in the water, I feel it in the earth, and I smell it in the air.
Maybe not in Middle-earth, Fangorn, but when the lands that lie under the wave are lifted up again. Then in the willow meads of Tassaranan, we may meet in the spring.
Ah, the sight and the smell of the spring in Nandasarion. Farewell, masters. And farewell, my merry little folk.
Goodbye, Treebeard.
You are a hasty people, you hobbit children. The laughing folk, the little people.
Half-grown hobbits, the hole dwellers.
Yet you have already grown since I saw you last.
It's those ent drafts you gave us to drink, Treebeard.
You remember, you said you'd give us a drink that would keep us green and growing for a long, long while.
So I did, by root and twig, so I did. Well now, Merry and Pippin, we must part.
Goodbye, Treebeard.
Goodbye, Treebeard.
Om hum, farewell, farewell. Boom, boom, rum, boom, bura, boom, boom, da, da, boom, boom, da, da.
I wish we could have a seeing stone like the one that Saruman threw at us. Then we could see all our friends and speak to them from far away.
Only one now remains that you could use, for you would not wish to see what the stone of Minas Tirith would show you.
No.
But the Palantir of Orthanc the king will keep to see what is passing in his realm and what his servants are doing. For do not forget, Peregrine Took, that you are a knight of Gondor, and I do not release you from your service. You are on leave now, but I may recall you.
Yes, Aragorn.